On This Week in History, we're looking at November 29th, 1947, where the UN votes for partition of Palestine. Okay. Despite strong Arab opposition, the United Nations vote for the partition of Palestine and the creation of an independent Jewish state. The modern conflict between Jews and Arabs in Palestine dates back to the 1910s, when both groups laid claim to the British-controlled territory. The Jews were Zionists, recent emigrants from Europe and Russia, who came to the ancient homeland of the Jews to establish a Jewish national state. The native Palestinian Arabs sought to some Jewish immigration and set up a secular Palestinian state. Beginning in 1929, Arabs and Jews openly fought in Palestine, and Britain attempted to limit Jewish immigration as a means of appeasing the Arabs. As a result of the Holocaust in Europe, many Jews illegally entered Palestine during the World War II. Radical Jewish groups employed terrorism against Jewish forces in Palestine, which they thought had betrayed the Zionist cause. At the end of World War II, in 1945, the United States took up the Zionist cause. Britain, unable to find a practical solution, referred to the problem to the United Nations, which on November 29, 1947, voted to partition Palestine. The Jews were to possess more than half of Palestine, though they made up less than half of Palestine's population. The Palestinian Arabs, aided by volunteers from other countries, fought the Zionist forces, but the Jews secured full control of the UN allocated share of Palestine and also some Arab territory. On May 14, 1948, Britain withdrew the expiration of its mandate, and the State of Israel was proclaimed by Jewish agency Chairman David Ben Gurion. The next day, forces from Egypt, Transjordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Iraq invaded. The Israelis, though less equipped, managed to fight off the Arabs and then seize key territories such as Galilee, the Palestinian coast, and a strip of territory connecting the coastal region to the western section of Jerusalem. In 1949, UN brokered ceasefire left the State of Israel in permanent control of those conquered areas. The departure of hundreds of thousands of Palestinian Arabs from Israel during the war left the country with a substantial Jewish majority.